Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. As expected, environmental groups have filed a lawsuit over an order President Trump signed last week to reverse a ban on Arctic offshore oil and gas leasing. Late last year, then-President Obama withdrew most Arctic waters from the possibility of leasing for an indefinite period of time. The law Obama used, Section 12A of the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act, does not say anything about how a president can undo a withdrawal of this kind. The Wilderness Society, League of Conservation Voters, and eight other groups claim in their suit the protection was permanent and Trump did not have the authority to reverse it. The Arctic Energy Center issued a counter-argument in a press statement. The industry lobby says there's no precedent for a permanent ban of the kind that Obama imposed, and the group says nothing in the law bars a later president from reversing it. The lawsuit is filed in U.S. District Court in Anchorage. It does not mention a separate 12A withdrawal that Trump reversed for the Bering Sea. The U.S. House is currently debating a bill to fund the federal government through September, and it includes a long-sought land trade in southeast Alaska. The swap would exchange Alaska Mental Health Trust land near Ketchikan, Petersburg, and other communities in southeast for about 20,000 acres of the Tongass National Forest. It would allow the trust to gain logging revenues to pay for mental health programming from land that is less controversial. The trust plans to log areas near Ketchikan and Petersburg were strongly opposed by many community members. The spending bill covering the rest of this fiscal year does not include the deep domestic spending cuts that President Trump proposed for next year. It includes a 2.1% military pay increase. The bill also has $150 million for pre-acquisition work on a heavy icebreaker for the Coast Guard. The state's cruise ship pollution monitors say they're prepared to keep Alaska waters clean as some of the world's biggest cruise ships are expected to land in Juneau this year, carrying a record number of passengers. The Juneau Empire reports the state cruise ship monitoring program will watch for both air and water pollution. One of the monitors, Ed White, says the team is fully staffed and ready to deal with the increase in cruise traffic. The state is expecting more than a million cruise ship passengers to arrive in Juneau this summer. Dozens of large cruise ships have filed plans to make more than 500 voyages into Alaska waters. Some ships are permitted to discharge treated wastewater in state waters, while others, including the 4,000-passenger Explorer of the Seas, are not. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for rain showers continuing for the rest of the day today. Widespread rain showers for tonight. Scattered rain showers for tomorrow. Mostly cloudy skies for tomorrow night and Friday. Temperatures today between 40 and 50 degrees. Could get as low as 35 degrees tonight in the valley. And then an extended forecast of partly sunny skies for Sunday with temperatures in the mid-50s. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.